Okay, but if he doesn't care about it, why was he talking about it so much and making these incredible threats?
That's a good question. The Strait is really important. About one-fifth of the world's oil passes through it. Iran does have a stranglehold on global markets now. So even if Donald Trump is now trying to argue that the $4 a gallon of gas doesn't affect us, it actually does because oil prices are set globally.
Okay, so speaking of the $4 gas, what did he say about that?
Well, he said the answer was simple.
All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon, and they'll become tumbling down.
And maybe that's right, but maybe the price hikes will have lasting effects, especially with Iran now charging big fees to allow ships through the strait and continuing to control it.
The president has also started to talk differently about regime change in Iran, which seemed to be one of the main goals originally. What's he saying now?
One of the hallmarks of Donald Trump's political career is that he creates his own reality by talking about something over and over again. And he's now saying that regime change has been accomplished because there are different people at the top of the regime, the others being killed by the U.S. and Israel. And yes, the leaders of the regime have changed. He's right about that. But whether the regime itself has become any less anti-American, any less eager to cause havoc for the U.S. and its allies around the world, there's no evidence of that. But this is part of Trump's mission accomplished, saying we have regime change, and now the people running Iran are more moderate, nicer people who are easier to work with.
So what does this all amount to?
I think the president is looking for an off-ramp. He wants to say that he accomplished his objectives. It looks like he's reached his political pain threshold, which is $4 a gallon of gas. And this might be the end game of this particular excursion, as he likes to call it. But his political goals, including making sure Iran never has a nuclear weapon, there's no evidence that they have been met. And it's possible that the U.S. and Israel will have to do this kind of thing again and again and again.